what's the mission? What's the objective here on Monday?
The big message from the president is going to be that Republicans need to come out. They need to make sure they vote in these upcoming midterm elections, and that really control of the House, control of the Senate rest in voters who support the president, like what he's doing when it comes to the economy, cutting back regulations and so many things. You've got to get out in the polls, to the polls, and show it.
One of the things that has happened here of late is Beto O'Rourke has turned a little negative, to say the least, on the incumbent Ted Cruz, using a line that the president had used in the campaign to describe Ted Cruz as lying Ted Cruz. The president, though, jumped right back at Beto yesterday, didn't he?
You know, absolutely. I mean, what we see time and time again is we're seeing candidates who are getting a little desperate now, especially as you see it, that as the polls in Texas are showing that, you know, Ted Cruz is pulling ahead in this race as we knew he would, and that generally results in candidates going negative, trying to change the narrative. But you really can't take it away from the progress that we've actually seen, and Ted Cruz and look, you know, Ted Cruz and the president have had their disagreements over the years, but when it comes to voting, he's done the right thing. He stood there with our conservative justices and to cut taxes and so many other things. And when you see the ads and the attacks, it just doesn't match with reality.
I was going to bring that up. The Ted Cruz, the lion Ted Cruz that Beto used, was that just campaign rhetoric when Trump called him that? Now, are they friends at all now, or do you know, are they political friends only? Is Trump coming to Houston because his heart tells him to, because he needs to?
I think it's because his heart tells him to. Look, you know, primaries can be hotly contested, and we can have our disagreements, but at the end of the day, when you come together as a party, you come together for the results that we've produced, and you know that Senator Cruz and the president have put the past behind them. They're looking ahead. We've got so much more work to do, whether it's confirming more judges, as the president has often said, there could be a couple of other, maybe, you know, more than a couple of other Supreme Court nominees that come up in the years ahead. And we need more conservatives in Congress.
Mark Lauder's with us right now, a former special assistant to President Trump and press secretary for the Vice President, Mike Pence. By the way, before we get back into what you project here as far as the midterms are concerned, there's been a lot made of the White House and the inner workings of it. You know, you had the anonymous column that was written, things of that nature. Your experience in the White House working for the president, give us some insight into what the day-to-day was like there.
Well, you know, the one thing you can say, and this is true of regardless of party, is that no day is like the other in the White House. And there's always about 25 or 30 major things going on at any one time. But the one thing I can tell you about the president from my time in the White House, and even since I've left and gone onto the political side, I've still traveled with the president, you know, every so often on Air Force One on his campaign rallies. He's always asking questions. I've never seen a man with so much energy and so much going on. He's always asking questions. He's pressing his staff. He's pressing his advisors for their thoughts, for their recommendations. He's always taking in more information. And I don't know how, you know, I only hope when I reach his age that I have as much energy as he does, because he's always on the move. He's always doing something.